There was always a beginning, a first day on the job, a first step on the thousand-mile journey, the first bite of the apple. The beginning is the dividing point between what was and what will come. There are all kinds of colloquial expressions that make the moment meaningful. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. All past is prologue, and the future lies ahead. But there is always a beginning. There must be a beginning. After all, if there was no beginning, then there would be no path to travel. There would be no way to chart your progress, how far you have come. All things are born, exist for a length of time, and then pass. Such is nature's way. Humans are obsessed with the concept of beginning, middle, and end. Time is immaterial. Only the progress from a design point in time toward a designated end point matters. We chart that progress in seconds, minutes, hours, or sequences of events that lead to a critical moment. Just as the end point is certain, so must the starting point be certain as well. Existence itself is defined as that time between the beginning and the end, and time itself has no meaning unless there is a beginning. Time, according to Einstein, is relative, but wherever a human is in the universe, there is some clocking, ticking away existence. We are so chained to the concept of beginning, middle, and end, that every philosophical, scientific, and spiritual endeavor must contain these three features. To lack any one of these three features defies logic. But this may not always be the case. When it comes to the Earth, for instance, we cannot say with certainty that there ever was a beginning, or, for that matter, that there will be a final moment. It is beyond our ability to comprehend the possibility, reality, that all there is in the universe now has always been here and will always be here, and we humans have had our entrance and will have our exit as well. To make it easy for us to understand the ununderstandable, we have forced the universe to meet our expectations of a beginning, middle, and end. In 1950, to this end, British cosmologist Sir Fred Hoyle proposed a way to force the universe to undergo a birth. It was called the Big Bang and, allegedly, occurred 13.7 billion years ago, give or take a few million years, but who was counting anyway? According to Hoyle, an ironic expression because, according to Hoyle, means to follow the rules of a card game, which were catalogued by Edmund Hoyle in the 1750s. All of the matter in the universe was contained in some indeterminately small compact ball, and suddenly, for some unknown reason, it ignited. This broke the ball into trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of shards, splinters, energy, radio waves, and all else that is, and blasted it out into space, which, until then, was a void in the sense there was nothing there. In this case, there meant a vastness with no beginning, no end, and no horizon in any direction. All of those shards moved outward from the site of origin for about 10 billion years before Earth was born. Is there any proof that this actually happened? Actually, there is, but it will take a bit of explaining. Suppose you are standing on a street corner and you hear an ambulance in the distance. If the ambulance is moving from your right to your left, or vice versa, you can track the progress of the vehicle by its sound.